deeper of a resonance within you than something that you could list out in an afternoon. But don't let that stop you from wanting something, for taking action, from getting closer to it to see, is this the thing that I want? I'm going to tell you this right now. Sophie was so many things that I was looking for, but she was a lot of things that I didn't even know about. And that's true. Like, so many people that end up in their dream job are jobs they didn't even know existed when they started out. Podcasting wasn't even a thing when I left high school. Couldn't possibly have known. And I couldn't have possibly been in the position to do it had I not been charting territory, making objectives, taking key actions. Sophie was so much more than I'd bargained for, and it scared me a little bit. She had bigger worldview than me. She was more cultured than me. She was more intelligent than me. And all these things kind of like, I was like, oh, I don't know. She is something else, like a ball of fire. But I stepped into it, and I can tell you right now today that so much of the things that I'm proud to be, So much of who I am today is a result of stepping into that relationship. All of those things that scared me initially impacted me, changed me, and made me into the person I am today. This is not propaganda. This is the truth. I am so proud to have a large worldview, to have a bigger cultural understanding, and so much of that stuff has to do with my relationship with Sophie. She fundamentally changed me. She was everything I wanted, a bunch of things I couldn't possibly have known that I wanted without getting a little bit closer. I told you this was the midwife series. We went on to have 3 children. Okay, it's getting weird. Don't let your uncertainty about knowing exactly what you want, or if it's the exact thing you want, stop you from getting some skin in the game, taking some key actions, and getting a little bit closer to the place you want to be. Okay, that's another episode. If you want to go see me talk in Memphis and do one of those, if one of those skill tracks sounds like the kind of thing that you need, and you need to connect with people over that stuff and connect with an industry leader over that, go check it out at creativepeptalk.com/tour to sign up and get $50 off. I will see you in April. Otherwise, keep your ear to the ground. We're going to be announcing tour dates for the fall very soon. I am so pumped about bringing you this talk. Oh man, I can't even, I'm not even going to say anything about it. It's too secret. Well, you know, when I just said, I'm never going to say anything about it, it sounded like a little bit of a percussion. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope this is impactful. These ideas dramatically changed my creative career last year, and I hope that this kind of clarity in your approach to your desires and objectives will create some real results. Okay, thanks to Yoni Wolf and the band Y for our theme music. Thanks to Alex Sugg for editing the show and providing the soundtrack. Thanks to Ben Worley at Subtumble on Instagram and Twitter for providing our Call the Midwife series theme tune. Thanks to all of you for listening, and until we speak again, stay pepped up.